Virginia Walker. Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-A, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, 31351. She's a 74-year-old woman, lives with her daughter, Jennifer, period. Patient is currently in hospice with Alzheimer's dementia, period. Patient was recently hospitalized with syncopal episode for 5 days, period. They could not find the cause of her syncope, period, most likely related to Alzheimer's dementia. Autonomic nervous system dysfunction, period. My goal is to share this with the hospice medical director, period. Ms. Walker is in her second benefit period at this time. Period. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today with her daughter Jennifer present. Period. Patient new paragraph. She is originally from Michigan. She's been here for 50 years. She has one child. Period. Ms. Walker is allergic to erythromycin. Period. New paragraph. She's had multiple surgeries, including hip replacement on the right side, times 4 left side, times 1 partial knee replacement left side, hysterectomy, and multiple cataract surgeries. Other comorbidities include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, weight loss despite treatment with Megase, muscle spasms, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, I said that, and gastroesophageal reflux, period. I said that too, period. Her family history is significant for dementia as well, period. Patient's daughter states that she's lost weight. She's much less active. She's very confused. She's only oriented to person now. Patient's condition has definitely worsened since hospitalization, period. Patient also is much weaker, very frail, decreased appetite. She has bouts of aspiration with swallowing, period. Patient does maintain an O2 side of 96% today on room air with a blood pressure of 130 over 88, period. Patient demonstrates ADL dependency and bowel and bladder incontinence per Jennifer, her daughter, period. Patient can become very belligerent at times, period. Actually, put on the patient is in hospice with senile degeneration of the brain instead of Alzheimer's. Thank you. Patient's daughter tells me that the hospital confirmed the diagnosis of senile degeneration of the brain during the stay with the CT scan and no evidence of bleed or other abnormalities were found. Period. Patient's LMAC is at 24 centimeter at this time with a PTS score of 40%. She shows both mental and physical decline related to her diagnosis of neurocognitive disorder. Period. Given natural progression of the disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live and continues to remain hospice appropriate. That's a Ms. Virginia Walker. Thank you.